Welcome to the Borough of Rosebud Regular Council Meeting of October 2nd, 2023 at 7:07 p.m. Adequate notice of this meeting, as required by Chapter 231, PL 1975, has been provided by a public notice on January 6, 2023, which was posted on the bulletin board at the Rosebud Post Office and in the Borough Hall. The notice was published in the Times and the Asbury Park Press.
Mr. Robert Atwood?
Here.
Mr. Louis Ethicoff?
Yes.
Mr. Michael Hamilton is absent. Ms. Constance Perstrom?
Here.
Mr. Stephen Mocker?
Here.
Mr. Joseph Trammell?
Here.
Mayor Peggy Malkin?
Here.
Okay, we have a course.
Okay, I have a few announcements, but I'll always put the end to make those. We're just going to open the floor. We have a very full agenda tonight, so we're going to open the floor right away for at 7:08 for public comment on agenda items only. Right.
Michael Tipton, 37 North Valley Road. I just wanted to comment on this proposed ordinance about wildlife feeding. It just strikes me that that might be addressing a problem that doesn't exist. And I think if anybody around here is feeding wildlife, most likely feeding them on their own property.
Exactly.
And this only applies
right.
to feeding electrified wildlife in public parks and
yeah.
public property.
But I
don't think it's a problem. Is this something that we have that DEP is requiring
mm-hmm.
us to do or what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's
like
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Enough said.
Can we still feed birds?
Water quickly?
Yes.
Well, it's not
like
individually. It's this is designed for municipalities. So individually, you can still
feed birds.
Peggy, is this on the agenda? This resolution that we got on top of here?
And speak louder, remember.
Oh, sorry.
Are you talking about the professional service contract for forestry
yes.
services?
Yes.
Okay, it's That's not on the agenda because it just got done tonight, but everybody has it, and that's Greg reviewed it.
Is Greg going to give us a number?
Well, if
he
doesn't give the numbers.
Oh, sorry.
No, but I was just asking Peggy. I was just.
He could care less about the number.
I got
Peggy,
you.
I was just asking, is this on the agenda so that a public audience could comment
no,
on this?
Right now, it is not on the agenda. We're waiting to see if Greg can.
No, he reviewed. He reviewed.
So can it go on now?
Yeah, you can have on the agenda. That's
so then public comments can be mentioned then?
Yeah, well, we're at the end. I mean, it could have been either
okay.
way, but
okay.
So do I have a motion to amend the agenda?
Yes.
I'll second it.
Second? Okay.
I'll do a roll call. Hold on. Lou and Bob Atwood. Okay. Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Ethicoff?
Yes.
Ms. Hertstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes. And do we have a number for this?
And that will be 23-107.
107, thank you.
Okay, now that that resolution is added to the agenda, is there anyone from the public who would like to comment?
Helen Silverman and Mark Valerie. Thank you.
Thank you. Cool.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Jeff. No, Ellen, you have to address your comments to the table.
Sorry, Jeff. Just assume I was talking to you also. Okay. The agenda is about getting a quote in for the woodlands inventory. This is a specialized thing. It has to require a different person than the one who did our street tree inventory. It's going to be paid for a grant if we get it all done in time. And thank you for moving so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
You're
welcome.
Anyone else? Anything you'd like to get?
I just have a simple question.
How can I see the details of this ordinance 2023-10? I thought I would scroll down online and see the details, but they weren't there.
Oh, okay.
I'd like to know what it is before the second reading happens.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll definitely get posted on the borough's website, but I can give you a copy.
Okay. Well, just how far in advance, that's all.
If it moves from first reading to second reading tonight, then it will get posted in the next day or two on the borough website.
That's all we need.
Okay.
Anyone else?
Dave Hirschman, I'm president of the Roosevelt Arts Project.
Address?
Oh, Dean Palm Lane. Why are where the boulders?
And the next.
So, what we have, the Roosevelt Arts Project, is proud to be able to offer this town a gift, and it's called the Clip Rail. And that is a very unobtrusive rail that goes in the corner between the ceiling and the wall in key places. It doesn't obscure anything, okay? And it allows not only Roosevelt Arts Project painters to hang works from it, okay? But it allows, social act, like parties they have in here, and sometimes they have all these things they want to hang up, and you see them kind of piecemeal all over the place. Or you have a presentation, a formal presentation by, somebody making a big deal that they want the borough to, kind of tune in on. And they'll put things up there, and have to find a way to put it on the seat. So, what we're going to do is make it a lot easier for everybody, and this is not just, as I say, for the Roosevelt Arts Project, and it's not for just now. This is the future. This is Roosevelt as a town. So, we are looking for the approval of saying, yeah, we'll accept your gift. Thank you.
Question?
Well,
question.
Oh, please.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah,
wait till
okay.
Let's get lifted through the gentleman and then we can.
Okay.
And also, they're going to make a presentation, so that's the time.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Yeah, that's
yep.
Down underneath this. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else from the public? Mm-hmm. I'm going to close public comment at 7:15. Correspondence, we have a letter from Thomas Planning Associates, LLC planning report concerning the winery, dated December 8, 2023. You all have that in your packet. And we come to ordinances. We have the first reading of Ordinance 2023-10, the ordinance of the Borough of Roosevelt, augmenting the Borough Code to include new Section 922, calling yard waste collection, under Chapter 9, refuse and recycling, to establish standards for the collection of yard waste within the borough. So, the motion. Second?
Okay. I'll second it.
Any discussion?
All of these, most of these motions coming up have to do with state regulations. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Well, first of all, I'm sorry. Oh. I was, take that back. I was walking around. Did we have a first and a second?
Yes.
And who was that?
Who was first?
Right.
I was second.
And you were second.
Okay. Sorry about that. Okay. Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Atzikoff?
Yes.
Ms. Herbstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay.
Ordinance 2023-10 is adopted. Well, first reading adopted. And the public hearing will be held on October 16th, which is our next council meeting. October 16th, 2023 at 7 p.m. at the Roosevelt, 33 North Rochdale Avenue, Roosevelt, New Jersey. Now we have first reading of Ordinance 2023-11, an ordinance of the Borough of Roosevelt augmenting the Borough Code to include new Section 12-7,
salt storage. Under Chapter 12, property maintenance to establish standards for the storage of salt and under solid de-icing material. Do I have a motion?
Yep. Yeah.
Second.
I'll second.
Okay. Any discussion?
Mr. Agwin?
Yes.
Mr. Atzikoff?
Yes.
Ms. Hertzstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Tremell?
Yes.
Okay, and the public hearing, second reading and public hearing will be on 2023-11, will also be on October 16th at the Borough Hall.
7 p.m.
7 p.m. Oh, 7 p.m. 7 p.m. And we come to first reading of Ordinance 2023-12. An ordinance of the Borough of Roseville augmenting the Borough Code to include new section 5-14: wildlife feeding under Chapter 5, Animal Control, to prohibit the feeding of unconfined wildlife in public parks and or public property. Bond ordinance.
No,
with that bond ordinance? Yeah, that's what's funny as well. basically this is prohibiting municipalities from feeding wildlife on their property. Do I have a motion?
No.
Second?
I'll second.
So maybe one just didn't agree. Any discussion? Okay, so again, this applies to municipalities, not private property. No.
Roll call. Mr. Atwin?
Yes.
Mr. Atzikoff?
Yes.
Ms. Hertzstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Tremont?
Yes.
Okay. The first reading of Ordinance 2023-12 has been adopted, and the public hearing will be October 16th, 2023, at the Borough Hall, 7 p.m. Just the address again. 33 North Rochdale, Roosevelt, New Jersey. We have first reading of Ordinance 2023-13, Bond Ordinance, amending in part Bond Ordinance Number 2022-04, adopted on May 2nd, 2022, providing for improvements to Tamara Drive between Pine Drive and South Rochdale Avenue in order to increase the appropriation, therefore, by $155,000. For a total appropriation, therefore, total appropriation of $574,000 to increase the authorized bonds and notes to be issued to finance a portion of the cost thereof by $155,000 for a total debt authorization of $574,000 and to increase the allocation of the appropriation to costs permitted under NJSA 40A:2-20, authorized in and by the Borough of Roosevelt in the County of Monmouth, New Jersey.
I'll move that.
I'll second.
And that's because originally we were just discussing replacing the water pipes, but then after inspection and televising, it was realized that the sewer pipes need to be replaced as well.
Yeah. Mike, the wastewater champion, was thinking that it could be patched and repaired, but after televising, it was like, let's replace this. So,
So that's why the increase in the bond.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
we come to first reading.
Do we vote on this?
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Atzikoff?
Yes.
Ms. Hertzstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Tremell?
Yes.
Okay, first reading of Ordinance 2023-13 has been adopted. And the public hearing will be held on October 16th, 2023 at 7 o'clock in the Borough of Roosevelt, 33 North Rochdale Avenue, Roosevelt, New Jersey. So we have first reading of Ordinance 2023-14. An ordinance amending Schedule A of Chapter Z zoning to increase, eliminate, and implement certain administrative fees. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Atzikoff?
Yes.
Ms. Hertzstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Tremell?
Yes.
2023-14 has been, first reading has been adopted. Now, on this one, the public hearing will be held on November 20th, 2023 at 7 o'clock. Borough Roosevelt, 33 Rochdale Avenue, North Rochdale Avenue, Roosevelt, New Jersey.
And just to explain why, it's because it has to go to the planning board
first, yeah.
First, and we don't have a meeting, the first meeting in November.
No, we don't.
We don't, so that's why it went to the 20th.
Okay.
But the planning, okay, this can go to the planning board. The planning board's meeting in October, but not in November, but that's okay. It can, it'll go in October. October's agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Right. When is it? Like the 15th, 16th?
Yeah, two, let me see.
17th. So it's after our meeting. Yeah. Oh, very good. Anna.
It says the 16th.
No, it says November 20th.
Well, not on the,
no,
on the standard budget.
Oh, because I made that change. Yes. Because once I realized that we had to, yes. So there is a new one.
So it's not October 16th, it's November
20th.
November
20th.
November 20th.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right, we come to consent agenda resolutions. We have Resolution 23-101, payment of bills for October 2nd, 2023. Resolution 23-102, a resolution to affirm the Borough of Roosevelt civil rights policy with respect to all officials, appointees, employees, prospective employees, volunteers, independent contractors, and members of the public that come into contact with municipal employees, officials, and volunteers. Resolution 23-103, a resolution adopting the borough's new personnel policies and procedures manual and employee handbook pursuant to the municipal excess liability joint insurance fund recommendation employment practices. Resolution 23-104, resolution requesting approval of items of revenue and appropriation, NJS 40A:4-87. Resolution 23-105, resolution of the Borough Council of the Borough of Roosevelt waiving the July-August water and sewer utility billings for 5 and 6 Cedar Court. And finally, Resolution 23-106, a resolution authorizing a reduction of the water and sewer utility for the May-June 2023 billing cycling to Block 2, Lot 54 for 52 Pine Drive.
Discussion?
It will, first we need a motion.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Second?
I'll second it.
Okay, does anyone want to pull anything to discuss? Or do you just want to discuss it?
Want to discuss it real quickly. Okay, the last two, 105, 106. 105 is the where the fire
the
was.
Houses, yeah.
The house was on fire, so those houses are unusable, so we... Every 2 months, we're looking to reduce that to zero.
Well, there's no one. There's no house at all.
No house to use the water, right?
No one's living there.
Right. And the second one, 52 Pine, there was a bad valve and a bad meter, which were replaced. I think it comes to $56 total for the reduction of the bill. Mm-hmm. So that should be, I think it's, you know.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah.
Fair.
Yep. Okay. That's it.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Ms. Forstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Tremell?
Yes.
Okay. Report of committee chairs. Councilmember Atwood, Environmental Health and Safety.
Let's go back in.
Councilmember Esikoff, Administration.
I'm chugging along.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to our employee.
Huge thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Councilmember Hamilton's not here. Councilmember Hurstrom, Community Development, Code Enforcement.
Okay. with the Amphitheater Committee, we're still waiting to hear whether we get the grant or not, which should be sometime in this month. And on the Roosevelt Senior Group, there's a meeting tomorrow. Here at the Borough Hall, which will be on things that the Monmouth County aging can provide to the services will be the topic that will be discussed tomorrow at 11.
Well, even though, I'll piggyback this on, even though it's obviously not limited to seniors, but I just, everyone, I hope, got the flyer in their mailbox, but we're going to have a free mobile health clinic here on November 13th? Yeah, November 13th from 1:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. And they'll be giving out COVID vaccines, flu vaccines, they'll do A1C diabetes screenings, and blood pressure screenings. So some of the, if you've read it, it discusses individuals who are uninsured or underinsured, but it's kind of a, it's a little murky there. Anyone can have this. You don't have to show proof of insurance. You don't really have to be underinsured or uninsured. Anyone can come to the borough that day and get their vaccinations or screenings. Okay, it's not really, you don't have to show any proof of anything, and it's not excluding anyone. So hoping that a lot of people in town will take advantage of this. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry, Joe. So I'll receive Councilmember Mott for Public Works.
Not a lot to report.
Good.
Normal storm drain cleaning. They sent out 4 of our fire hydrants to be, serviced. That all.
And we're waiting for a branch pickup date because from all these rains, there's so many branches down all over town. So hopefully, we'll have that date soon. Bulk pickup is. And
Councilmember
Trammell, utilities.
We don't have a lot going on. AT&T was at the water tower ripping out their old transmission equipment, replacing it copper lines to fiber lines, and
that's why people didn't have reception that day who were with
apparently
AT&T.
Yeah, when they pulled, I mean they removed just about everything from their little area there. Which is a mess.
You received many phone calls in the borough. Yeah. Anyone who's with AT&T had no cell service that day.
I think they're back up now.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, everything is good there. But when we just did the resolutions, did you include 107 with those?
I'm sorry, what, Joe?
No, that's going to be...
Separate issue?
Yeah, we'll add that under new business. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's... That's about it. I want to look at the flat files to try to figure out, John's trying to figure out where the water pipes in the sewer plant are. So we want to just take a look at some of the flat files. Steve, if you have anything. I looked through all my maps. I couldn't find anything. So it's something that John's concerned with. There was a replacement of a hydrant, which got capped off. And now, just curious where the pipes are. So, okay. So I'll be looking through the flat file. Aside from that, I'm moving right along.
Flat, F-L-A-T.
Yes, it's that
the maps.
The maps.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. That's it.
So under reports, we have a certificate of determination on award that has to do with the bonds. That's prepared by our CFO, George Lang. That was a band.
That's
that
okay.
Was done.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. So that has to do with the Tamara Drive situation?
No, this is a ban, a bond anticipation note
right. That
comes due every year. So going to be matured September 2024, came due September 22nd, 2023. At interest rate of 4.29% at Lakeland Bank.
Okay. And these are for anticipated works that we have coming up?
Date of the first note was December 29, 2017.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Coming up. Yeah.
Okay. So that work has already been done?
These are, yes.
Right. Okay.
In the packet, it tells you it was bond ordinance 16-003, bond ordinance 16-018,
So it's like
it's a combination of a bunch of
Mirko,
bond ordinances.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So we do the work and we don't know what the interest is until a year or two later?
It gets renewed every year, so this is already, and then they'll add more.
The original was a lower, but now the interest is
I'm
because
sure
it's still up at the Fed.
17, 16
Okay.
Years ago.
I got you. Okay.
So the report, it's in your packet. It tells you exactly. It's going to be renewed again next year, so we'll be having this discussion.
So we do it every year?
Mm-hmm. Finances fix next.
Okay.
And then maybe Greg can add a little more.
Yeah, so when you initially fund these projects, you issue bond anticipation notes, which are a financial instrument.
Right.
It requires you to pay 10% back per year with interest.
Okay.
So you basically, they're 10-year notes.
10% of the principal.
Correct.
Right.
Plus interest.
Okay.
So still interest on the notes.
Right. Okay.
But there's typically a short-term obligation. What you usually do is you pay for a little bit, and depending on the budget year, the interest rate environment, things like that,
mm-hmm.
then you can go to permanent financing, which essentially is like consolidating it and extending the term.
Right.
Everything you guys have spent this money on is things like roads and pipes and that last well more than 10 years.
Right.
And so it's, you know, the interim kind of financing for projects like this. And you go to what's called permanent financing, where you'll see a bond ordinance where there's a bunch of those that basically pay off those balances and you amortize the rest.
So we did that a few years ago where we consolidated everything and we had a nice low interest rate, and so that particular bond was reasonable. So this is the newer stuff we've done since we did the last.
So the notes are basically variable rate. So when the notes on an annual basis are variable rate, when you have the permanent financing, it's like a fixed rate.
Yeah.
These are all terms you guys are familiar with.
Yeah.
But generally speaking, you rely upon the professionals like the CFO and the auditor to look at your debt service and determine when is the most advantageous, what might be coming in the future.
Yeah.
There's a reason you did a number of them, actually a number of them in recent years, is because the rates were so low and your professionals knew the rates were going to go
absolutely.
Up.
Absolutely.
And so you have a lot of permanent financing that was done in the past.
Okay. So the
I'll defer to George as the exact reasoning behind why this is the best thing for the town, but fundamentally that's the system.
They're like balloon mortgages, kind of.
Yeah, in some ways.
Sometimes,
and if the interest rates are low and the town has miscellaneous revenue or grants, or you have American Rescue Funds, sometimes you just make the payment because it pays off 10% of what you borrowed right that year, and you have the money with the interest. And other times, as you go forward, if you need more food, it's really a holistic kind of approach, but that's how it works. You initially don't necessarily have, everyone calls them bonds, but they're really bands.
I was always curious what the band was all about. Now
it's called a bond anticipation note.
Yeah.
And fundamentally, it's basically just a short-term bond.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Report to borough officials? Anyone want to?
Ellen Silverman and her Valley Garden Commission is still chugging along. We're doing a lot of things. We have a lot of work to do on the trail, especially before the art walk. It rain really caused quite a mess. So
usually does. I want you all out there.
I expect you to defer a little.
I have medical issues.
Yes. Okay. Tell people what to do.
Do the point and flick, great. Okay.
The art walk? No, the fixing the trail.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be probably daily because there's more than one thing that needs, especially the part where the art walk is between the school grounds and Tamara. That was really beaten up by the rain. It really rearranged a lot of puncheons it's not very high there anyway, so it got even lower and muddier and
just not safe.
It needs love. And I know you guys can provide it. Okay? I'll talk to you later.
We'll do it.
Got
the love. Yeah.
Okay. So, come to unfinished business. so I'm going to bring up for I don't know how many times already. You heard the report from Carmella at our last meeting about the roof that had a leak at the water treatment plant. So originally we were given a quote of $17,000 years ago. The council chose not to act on it, so now 2 years later we were given a quote of $29,000 for the same, from the same, the only person who responded, the only person who was willing to do the work. Council chose not to act on that either, and now, as Carmella said, if she goes to bid, which is what the majority of you on the council wanted, we're looking at $50,000 to $70,000.
That's for engineering plus?
It's everything. Engineering, prevailing wages, everything.
Can't we just ask for estimates to replace our flat roof?
We've done everything we're supposed to, Joe. We've had quotes. We've gone out for quotes. We've gone, no one, it's very hard to get, it's very hard to get people to come out anymore. This is the only person who is willing to do it. We've sat down with our construction official and sort of mapped out the best way to do it, which Carmella reviewed and is in complete agreement with. So we have a choice now, again, of declaring an emergency and having Pfister, that's you, the only company willing to do it, Pfister will come out, do exactly what needs to be done to repair and prevent further leakage in the future, or if you still want to go out to bid, it will be, and right now he's actually gone up to $29,700 because of whatever caused it to increase a little.
He knows nobody else bids.
Yeah.
I don't understand why we can't get bids.
Did you listen to the meeting that you missed? Because it will be $50,000 to $70,000 if Carmella goes out to bid for this. And there's no guarantee that any bids will come in other than Pfister again.
I have the notes from the meeting 2 years ago.
This is now, Joe.
I understand that. And it's like a repair of a roof. This is a simple flat roof that I think we should get at least three bids for this.
We can't. Okay, if we go out to bid, you're looking at 50.
Not bids. I'm talking about
we
estimates.
Have gone out.
Three
gone out
estimates.
For there's no, it's not
Anna
it's
said
not
that
an
I know about six or seven.
Quote.
I mean, she's. You've gotten the email, then
again,
only one person responded.
I Googled, like, flat roof repair, the zip code,
it
and I got a dozen easily.
No,
you know.
But they don't respond when, they either don't respond or they say we're too small.
They
want
to get paid $350-ish to come and scout the location.
Probably.
They do. This is what I saw from last year, actually,
over
2022.
Over 2 years has gone by.
We
heard
the notes from the meeting.
Presentation
right?
Last week. The government is very concerned about stormwater. We have water leaking into the water treatment plant. It's going it can leak onto the equipment. It could leak into our water. We need to take action.
So why did we not?
Let me just finish. So we have two choices. We can declare an emergency and award it to Pfister for $29,500. $29,700. Or we can go out for bid and spend $50,000 to $70,000. We have gone out for estimates, as you call them. We've put out for quotes. Every person who's responded either says they don't do flat roofs, we're too small, they don't want the job, or they
and
don't respond at all,
respond.
Which is the same as a no.
Half of the town has flat roofs, and they've all been repaired at some point.
It's a different kind of roof, apparently.
It's a flat roof.
Joe, I have to say, you've been holding this up for 2 years.
Why did we not do it 2 years ago?
The council didn't take any action.
No, the council was ready. We had bids.
No,
we were ready to move.
No.
The notes from the meeting said that Greg's father, Greg's mother died, and we chose not to do it.
Greg wasn't going to do it anyway. I'm
just referring to the minutes from the meeting that we didn't do it. We should have done it then. The council was prepared to do it then.
There was no vote on it.
Why did we not vote on it?
Because you probably put up a fuss that time too. You kept
I was the one that brought it to the council to repair the roof. Carmella came to the meeting.
There was just the leaves were clogged. Okay, well let's not dwell on the past. Let's move forward. Does the council want to go out for a bid which will cost us between $50,000 and $70,000. Or now I asked Carmela, can we still call an emergency when we've been discussing it for 2 years? And she said if it was an emergency 2 years ago, it's definitely an emergency now.
2 years ago, Carmela said at the meeting in the minutes that it was a repair and that it could just be done as a repair. We chose to replace the roof. We did not follow through for whatever reason. We had bids to replace the roof.
What do you want to do now?
Personally, I'll call like 12 different people, and by the next meeting,
it has to be.
What can I call? What if I have a flat roof on my house and I just want to get it replaced?
That's your own property. This is municipal property.
Well, I want to know what it costs to have a flat roof replaced.
The purchasing agent has to file a certification.
We don't really have a licensed purchasing agent.
Anna Axe is our purchaser.
The Axe is our administrator. Yes.
Her title is purchasing agent treasurer.
Okay.
And she's an office manager.
There's a reason we don't let elected officials.
Come on now.
I'm thinking North Jersey.
Been there. Okay. I say that Anna should.
She did.
Show us a list of these 12 people. Okay, so for the next meeting.
She did six.
For the next meeting?
There's six of them.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see that list at the next meeting.
So you just want to put this
have you right there?
She emailed
it out. Yeah.
Today?
No.
About a month ago.
Yeah.
Okay. I have a list from last year where they all gave this.
Do you have that email that you could forward to the committee council again?
Okay. And if you could forward that the next meeting, I'd be quite pleased to say whatever you want to do. Okay.
Well,
aside from $70,000, doesn't make sense, you know.
Or spending between 50 and 70. That's what we can do. Either one, we can award
okay.
it to sister
well,
in an emergency.
I'd like to move this to the next meeting so I can read conscientiously that
you
email.
You probably have it. I'll send it out. You have the quotes.
Okay. I don't remember seeing it. I'd like another go round. And I would gladly.
In the meantime, if it's raining like crazy.
I know.
And it's leaking in there. And I think you aren't here for Carmela's presentation. Did you listen to it afterwards?
I did not. No.
Okay, well.
If the state shows up and it's raining that day, we're going to get nailed.
The state's been here on and off since
things
last
changed,
year.
Joe.
At that time.
It probably wasn't raining.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No, the state is coming
the
up.
The stains are on the ground where it leaks.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
The state's become very stringent with an allergy test.
Then fine. The state will say, do this, and we'll do it. But I'd say, let's, the next meeting, I'll read all my emails. I'll gladly say, sure. But at this point, I'd say, let's move it to the next meeting. I'm sorry I did not read the meeting.
I'm just curious why you want to move it.
Because I read last year's notes, the minutes for the meeting. I didn't bring them with me, and the notes say that Carmela said, this is February 2022. Carmela said we can just repair the roof. It's a repair.
Well, now Carmela's saying that we should.
Well, fine. I'll read. I'll listen. The next meeting
is. The last meeting.
The next meeting is when? 2 weeks, a month.
2 weeks.
Then it's not going to fall apart in 2 weeks. If you can give me that 2 weeks to read this.
Never say that.
Okay.
I yell at my clients for that.
Okay. I will be quite prepared to say $70,000, if you deem it necessary, then fine.
Well, how about the rest of the council? How does everyone feel about, that's Joe's one person, how does everyone else feel about awarding the contract to Fister for $29,000? You were all at the last meeting and heard Carmela. So how does the rest of the council feel?
I don't think so. I think once Joe reads, I was here 2 weeks ago and I've read the information. I don't think it's going to change. I don't think anything in there is going to tell you when you should have told Carmela's $29,000 assertion.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we should just go with it, vote and say yes, do it now. But
of
course. That's from what I've read and listened to her. I'm not an expert on this. I have to rely on her expertise and what she looked at and what she said.
So the price of this has gone up another how many thousand in a month?
$700.
Just $700. Okay.
Get my 700,000.
So in 2 weeks, I hope it's not going to go up much more.
Well, how about you, Steve?
I think I told you at the end of the last meeting that I really don't like doing this. I don't like spending money without having at least a couple quotes.
But she's gotten that. I don't understand where these quotes are coming from when she's asked contractors to give estimates.
I can't imagine that no quotes are coming in. I really...
There's got to be hundreds, if not thousands, of roofers in this.
I understand.
She wrote you an email. So in October 21... They contacted 6 roofing contractors. Anderson Commercial only does large commercial buildings. Keystone Roofing wanted $350 to come out and look at the roof. Accurate Roofing left 3 messages and never came. A1 Garden Construction, they poor proposal, didn't do core drilling like Trenton Roofing and Pfister. Trenton Roofing submitted a proposal that said flat roofs are not their area of expertise. Pfister submitted a proposal that Bill Patterson and Carmela Roberts reviewed and thought it was a good proposal. Then June 2023, they did it again. Red Bank Roofing left 2 messages, never received a call back. Coffee Brothers left a message, they said they would come out, but never did. SNS Roofing, not interested in the job. Fania Roofing, we spoke numerous times, we emailed Justin the specs, but he never submitted a proposal. Fister Roofing submitted a proposal $29,500.
How many more people
are going to call
you?
Well, that email I read.
Yeah. I know for a fact that Aaron spent a great deal of time, a whole morning. And that's a long time.
I can't imagine that nobody's
trying to get
on
names.
Yeah.
Then.
So, how do you feel, Lou?
Well, I'm in favor of doing it because I don't think you're going to do any better.
Bonnie? I would do it.
Okay, so can we vote tonight to declare emergency and hire a visitor?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tell me what. You guys want to tell me?
Roll call?
Do I have a resolution?
You did one a while ago.
I've
written
this at least 4 times.
I know. So.
Are we going to look for it?
Actually, I do have it in my other folder.
Here you go. Resolution awarding emergency contract for leaking water, 6/19/23. I just have to change the date. You have to give it a number.
How about 23/108?
Okay.
Is it fair to do it without Mike here?
Yeah.
Okay.
How much is that?
29.7.
And do we have any idea what they're going to do?
Well, Carmela does. And Bill Patterson, I mean, Bob, I'm not a roof expert.
I have it somewhere.
I saw Bill Patterson's drawing of it.
Yeah. Well, Carmela reviewed it more than once, and she's satisfied with it. She thinks it's
with
the
drawing.
Way to go.
Which is really the
whole
in the room.
Whatever this proposal is, whatever they propose to do, she has read it and studied it, and she thinks that's the way to go.
Can we see it also?
If, I'm sure all the quotes have been attached to the emails, but we could definitely send it out again.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Proposal for new roof. Here we go. I have it. Bill Patterson, May 2023.
Bill Patterson just did a hand drawing of the soffits.
So yeah, there's a hand drawing here. Yeah. As soon as you see.
Nice open. Nice open. Yeah.
It says 12 items. Bellot Street. As per your request, we're pleased to submit a proposal in the amount of $29,700 for a full roof replacement on 1,200 square feet. Per your request, we'll break down each roof section. The roof is determined to be larger or smaller than a proposal, and a deed after add will be negotiated. Remove all flashing, disposing of all debris, remove the entire existing roof assembly, metal edge, and all flashing down the structural substrate, disposing of all debris per DEP requirements. Over, well, actually, one, sick. There's actually 13 items on 12. over the structural substrate, install 1.5 polystyrene,
whatever,
some sort of rubber insulation over the repaired substrate. We'll install 1/4 inch tapered, same kind of rubber over the repaired substrate. We'll fully adhere a white thermoplastic membrane. We'll encapsulate the parapet walls with TPO membrane. We'll remove existing drains. We'll install 2 through-wall scuppers with 1/2 inch cricket to move water towards scuppers. Flash penetrations and curves where required. We'll install new aluminum pre-finished Gynar gravel stop fascia around the roof perimeter of the flat roof section. We'll install 2 conductor heads and downspouts below the new scuppers to control water. If metal decking needs replacement, Fister roof is $12.50 per square foot. If deck can be nested, Fister roof is $8 per square foot. If wood decking needs to be replaced, it's $450 per square foot.
There's no decking.
I'm sorry, $4.50 per square foot.
There's no decking up there.
Okay.
Is there any sort of guarantee with this?
Yes, there's a 15-year warranty coinciding with the Fister roofing and a 1-year complimentary preventative maintenance in late fall and late spring. So they'll come clear it. If they'll clean it the first time, it appears. They get a paper after that.
They'll clean it.
15-year warranty.
15. Okay. I'd still like to see more bids or more
quotes.
Well, yeah.
We tried.
Okay.
Do you want to read the resolution?
Yeah, sure. Resolution 23108. Resolution awarding emergency contract for the repair and replacement of the leaking roof of the borough's water treatment plant. Whereas the borough of Rosemont owns and operates a water system as defined in local contracts law. And whereas on or about May 23, 2023, the Public Works Department determined that the roof of the water treatment plant is leaking and requires immediate repair and replacement. I'm sorry, what's speaking of President? The borough's Public Works Department advised that failure to immediately repair and replace the roof of the borough's water treatment plant would create an emergency affecting the public health, safety, and welfare of the borough's residents, where in accordance with NJSA Section 6 of the Local Public Contracts Law, the borough's mayor advised the borough's purchasing agent in writing of the nature and necessity of an emergency contract to repair and replace the roof of the water treatment plant, which roof's written notification is attached to Exhibit A. Whereas the borough's purchasing agent was able to obtain a quote from Fister Roofing, the amount of $29,700 to repair and replace the roof, which is attached here as Exhibit B. Whereas under Section 6 of the Local Contracts Law, the borough is authorized to award contracts for goods and services without public advertising for bids and bidding therefore, regardless of whether or not the contract price will exceed the bid threshold when an emergency requires the immediate delivery of goods in the performance of services. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the governing body of the Borough of Roosevelt, the borough's purchasing agent's emergency award, say that's the test fast, of a contract in the amount of $29,700 to Fister Roofing for the immediate repair and replacement of the roof of the borough's water treatment plant is hereby ratified and approved, and be it further resolved that the purchasing agent is hereby authorized to remit payment under local contract law, and a certified copy of this resolution shall be provided to the CFO, purchasing agent, Public Works, and Fister Roofing.
Do I have a motion? Second?
I'll second it.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Ms. Hertzstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
No.
Mr. Trammell?
No.
Okay. Resolution 23-108.
3 yeses. 2 noes. So it's adopted.
It's adopted, yeah. Is there any other unfinished business that anyone would like to bring up?
Right, go to new business, and then we're going to do, Esther, do you want to do Resolution 23-107 first,
sure.
And then the
yeah,
system
yeah.
Or the presentation?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is done.
Okay. All right, we have the Resolution 23-107, a resolution approving professional services contract with Forestry Services with Gracie and Harrigan.
Consulting Foresters Incorporated to prepare forest inventory and assessment within the borough. Do you want to have a motion? Second.
I'll second it.
Discussion? Questions or discussion? No? Sorry, go on.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Ms. Hirschstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Resolution 23-107. Okay. You happy? So just because we'll save this for last because it's going to be a little bit lengthy, is there any other new business anyone wanted to bring up before we go to the rail system? Okay, we have under new business rail system for Hanging Park.
All right, thank you for considering this gift. I'm David Hirschstrom at 15 Farm Lane. And if you have any questions, I have a couple of experts with me. What this would involve is clip rail that goes around, avoiding any questionable place. And they know exactly what place that could be. We don't want to take any chances at all. And the fact of the matter is it would replace, you know, like we've had problems having things, you know, panels that we display paintings on the floor, especially the new floor. You know, I know some of you are really worried about, you know, you bring that in, you're going to scrape the floor or something and this and that. And then what we did and the kinds of things we had to display these paintings and whatnot, they were heavy. The inventory storage was impossible. We moved them all over the place. So this was our solution, and it also has to be cheaper than getting just wire meshes to hang things. We do portables. So, any questions? I have a couple of experts with me.
The wrap is installing?
Yes. 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 We're paying for it, and we're paying for installation.
What? What did you say?
We're paying for installation, and we're paying for the actual system, this rail system.
Who's doing it?
To install it, and today we have Eric has done a number of things like that. So he has some experience and expertise. So we guarantee that it wouldn't damage anything.
Can you show us a photograph of what it looks like?
Sure, I can show
sure.
The real thing.
Ben
can, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it gets installed like on a 16, I guess? The studs are 16 inches
yeah,
apart?
Yeah, you'll see. You'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't even
have to.
Doesn't
even have to?
Exactly.
Because it actually has little plastic anchors.
Okay. Also. Okay.
Because, you know, it's all the weight coming like this, it's not pulling out.
So it's mollied or toggled or on a 16
correct.
Or whatever.
They refer to them as plugs. They come with it.
Okay, yeah.
But you also can, there's clips that you put up first, and then that railing goes into those clips. So those clips don't necessarily, you know, you can put them,
just for real weight effects.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
This is a 5-foot section of rail, one of their typical products. You can get them various lengths. And they can, this is aluminum, can be easily hacksawed to fit wherever.
Mm-hmm.
This is an inch wide.
Is that the front of it or the back of it?
That's the front. That's what it will look like on the wall.
And where on the wall does it come?
It only comes in white. You can't get a gray to match the wall.
It doesn't come in gray. Okay. It comes in aluminum or white.
Mm-hmm. White is And I said, matches the trim. Yeah. The one thing I see just by looking around the room is the ceiling is not level.
Right.
So you're going to notice the...
Well, we're not going to install by the level of the ceiling. Yeah, Ben and I talked about
you know, install it square as opposed to following...
Yeah. But if it's, you know, if it's not that far off the ceiling, I think, you know, it's at the right distance.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm assuming that this was put in, I mean, I know it's a math function, but just for anything being level or plumb.
Yeah.
But, you know, normally that would be done, you know, at a pretty late, you'd want to snap a line and do it.
Yeah.
If it was off, I don't think it would be noticeable.
Where do the clips for the hanging objects go? To the rear of this?
Would they go on the bottom?
The shiny thing.
So you could pop.
That's the clip. It's already in.
It was a gap.
I just
quarter inch or less. I doubt that's within a quarter inch tolerance, but you could always clock the top.
Yeah, I don't think it would be that close. I think we'd want to bring it down.
So the front is here. Does this stood off from the wall or?
No.
So so the string is hanging down,
so
they just hook into here.
This is
the bottom. The others.
Yeah. You have no idea what the run is.
This is the bottom. Okay. So as it's like this, you put the slide the things in.
Do I have it right?
Yeah. So this little rail on the bottom is where the pulleys go. So do they have to be pre-installed?
Yeah. Okay.
Are there caps on the end?
This is actually, no, they actually
that's
go
one of the clip.
Kind of hooks.
It doesn't look like kind of hooks. And the screw goes through that.
Okay.
Where is that going to be stored?
Right. And then the rail.
But that means only from
over
rack
clip.
Rack.
Yeah. We would make.
I just put that in.
Doesn't move. It's tight. If it's the side, it's going to be.
I mean,
it's just going to be.
I don't know if
there's going
to
be screw.
That screws to the wall.
Yeah. That
screws
to the wall. Yeah. Now, what's the other clip? Where the one for your attempt?
We have to count the face.
Oh, all right. Let's assume that this is it.
One of the main purposes of doing that is for more storage.
Oh, yeah. That's
what we do. Our series is for short of storage space at
the
conference room.
So,
this is the bottom.
Oh, yeah. No,
you want to
keep it here, right? So that.
Are they going with the door also, or just?
Oh, I got it in a different.
Why not?
We wouldn't want to cover anything to hang down in front of those. There's actually a drawing that shows where.
What kind of weight is it capable of? Does it say, Eric? Or? Okay. Like a picture like this guy over here? Just serious frames on pictures tend to weigh, you know. So. 15 pounds. What was this? Well, this is 3 feet. Probably weighs 20 pounds, maybe.
In front of this
picture,
one little rail that runs down that side.
3 feet,
and then a rail in between the window.
So that would work. That would fit.
Nothing there. It's the short one between that corner and the exit sign. So it wouldn't cover anything like this. Not going to cover that. Exactly. Wouldn't cover that. I think we decided. I actually suggested that we take it all the way so it wouldn't look as weird. Into the door. And get more of that in there. Probably going to use that.
It doesn't come out unless you turn that a very
Could you get a sample in aluminum to see how it looks with the gray background?
No, I didn't really. We didn't. And, but I thought that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, that's it.
Because, you know, aluminum would look
blend a little more, so but the white is trim. Everything is white trim in here, so. That would be a wrap kind of decision there.
Yeah, and once it's up there, you can just.
It's like museum quality stuff, basically. You know?
Yeah. This is what Sheila and Steve have in their house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. No, they didn't have this.
Yeah, the white. Yeah.
Otherwise, it's coming down.
Mm-hmm. You put it and twist it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
So,
what's the weight?
You said 13 pounds a linear foot?
Yeah.
Something like that. So, if this picture here, 3 feet wide, weighed 20 pounds, it would accommodate that.
No problem.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Right. You could, yeah.
So, they're currently installed, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The rail. The rail.
The rail.
Yeah.
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 These will be used as needed. The actual.
Yeah. But they could be removed and you could putty the holes over and paint them. Yeah, that's.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have to mount it to the wall. Yeah.
Remove the rail.
Yeah. So it would not be a terrible thing if they came down.
Yeah. As obtrusive as some of us are picturing.
No, it's a museum type of thing. It's what they use.
It is a museum. Any professional gallery.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, the thing is. It's not a gallery, though. It's a government building where government business is conducted. However, it's not an event space. It's not a gallery. It's a government building where government business is conducted. That said, we're an art community. We always were, and it's a large part of our identity. So I'm just saying, but I don't want you to hear gallery, though, because we're not a gallery, we're not an event space. It's a government building. But it's a government building, not.
The chances are nobody else will ever use it.
Well,
I'm having my father's 90th birthday party here. We're going to hang some pictures. 90,
really? Cool.
This also comes
90 birthday party?
My father 90th birthday.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I know how it feels.
Yeah. You knew that a couple of years ago.
What?
You knew that a couple of years ago.
That's right.
Wow.
Okay, so
there's a model that's called a mini rail, which is really the same thing, same mechanism. It's 5/8 of an inch wide. So it's even less of a presence visually.
5/8 instead of an inch?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But the mechanism is exactly the same.
Yeah. Handles the same weight and everything.
Exactly.
So
actually, yeah, it does.
That might be better if it's even less than
two. We can do that. Mm-hmm. Sure. It comes with all this. Sure. What we talked about.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else that any of you wanted to ask or say?
Sure.
When do you think you install it? Well, if we if it says if we vote yes.
You can't vote.
Oh, I can't vote. If it's voted.
Then
just relate to Eric when he's available. I mean, it would be a Saturday or something. Over a weekend.
Yeah.
Over a weekend.
Yeah.
So
do you
before January 30th.
It's
a good time.
I don't know. They're going to get the 516 and get the aluminum. Would you prefer to wait till the next
that's
meeting
an aesthetic
and let them come with that? Or?
Yeah, that's an aesthetic thing. I would almost defer to the artist for that sort of a thing. 516s and aluminum, whether
well,
that would be
the least
decrease
of
that.
Yeah. You know,
I think white is better than aluminum.
Yeah.
I think white is kind of.
If there are irregularities in the roof, the white will stand out more than the aluminum would, just offhand, And just looking at this back here, it's kind of...
And there you are going to put it.
You know, so. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's easier for me to show you.
Yeah.
So there's the closet wall.
Mm-hmm. You know, across the closet wall?
Across the closet wall, that wall,
mm-hmm.
to the door. Then behind
mm-hmm.
you, just this wall,
mm-hmm.
and then
this wall from that corner to the door.
This wall?
Corner to the door, so we wouldn't cover that.
So this is not going to be...
Yeah, because we really can't hang anything over that anyway.
But the little...
And then just
wall.
Short one that goes that way,
right.
Yeah. Because if there's an art show or something, you want to hang as much as you can on a blank wall.
Yeah.
Just show you, these are the screws that come with the kit. And here's the plug that's going to be used. Well, depending on the wall type.
Yes, expansion points. Okay.
Once, right, exactly. Then that, well, screw, obviously, goes through the head of this. And you're
in,
if you've got that groove, that the rail angle.
Yeah, actually.
It's really a very simple system.
There's clips that you put in, and then that thing actually snaps into the clips.
The little grommet-looking things in the back, those are the clips you're talking about?
Do you have them?
No, I saw them. That's what I was wondering.
Yeah.
What it looks like. It looks like a grommet.
And this is, what is this? This is an end piece.
Cap.
Yeah, end cap.
Okay.
And here's the corner.
Okay.
So it can look finished as well as anything can look finished.
Very clean, as it were.
Okay. They've sold a bunch of them, so.
Should we put it to a vote tonight?
Yes.
No sense waiting.
Is this a resolution?
Bob, you can't, and Connie, you can't either.
So then there's three of us.
Three of you, right. So can we have a vote with three?
What's your position? I'm on the board for your officer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I call
I'm a spouse.
I'm
convinced.
Are you an officer?
Yeah, he's a president.
I'm president of the
spouse of an officer.
So can I go?
Yeah, we can vote to support him. And he's abstaining. Three votes count if the other three are in favor.
So is this a resolution?
Resolution 23-10. Do we need a resolution?
Well,
we can memorialize this. We can memorialize it. Can we lay it up for you?
For the next meeting?
We can
see
something.
Keep them very busy
tonight. The next meeting.
Well, we're the only three that can vote in.
Mike's on the board also.
Can't you vote?
Why don't you take a resolution authorizing our AP install guide rails in the council meeting room. And then display guide rails. I didn't hear the technical term.
Clip rail.
Yeah.
Clip rail.
And then do you just want to shoot me an email of that, and I'll just return the resolution of warehousing for you.
Okay.
And it's going to be like 3 hours.
So we'll go
install a presentation by... What is Roosevelt
Arts
Project. Roosevelt Arts Project. Based on the presentation, Council Review.
So we'll vote on this the next meeting?
We'll just vote on it tonight.
Good.
And we'll just memorialize it. Put it on here.
Not me, no. This is our...
You have got three people to vote for, yes.
There's three people. Me, you, and Steve.
We're the only three candidates.
You're not voting?
I don't know.
Lou says he'd vote no. So I don't know. What are the three lines
of the resolution? Resolution 23-108 or 7?
We are up to 9. 23-109.
Oh, 7 was the forester. What was
108 was the declaring the emergency.
Oh, right. Okay, so it's a resolution.
You obviously don't have to use ladders to get up there, right?
Permitting
installation
of the Pearl Hall
by the Roosevelt
meeting room.
Council room.
Okay, so that's the title that it's going to be, 23-109. So you need a first and a second?
Right. So
I'll move it. I'll move 23-109.
Okay, do I have a second?
Not going to go through.
Okay.
So that was Steve?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Roll call. Mini roll call.
Yeah, well, I have to do everybody. Mr. Atwood?
Abstain.
Mr. Essikos?
No.
Mr. Hamilton's not here. Ms. Hurstrom? Mm-hmm.
Yes, she's
not. Abstain. Under duress.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Okay. And Mr. Tremell?
Yes. 2-1.
So resolution 23-109 has been adopted.
That's two yeses, one no, and two abstentions. So, okay. Yep. So
that's adopted?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
Any other new business before we move on? All right. Come to public comment on any item at all at 8:18. Jed?
Just on 18 tomorrow night. At that particular storm on September 10th when the path was so disrupted.
The path by
Tamara to Rochdale, where the art
wall
usually is. Yeah. That's just a preamble. That isn't relevant to my television was zapped because it turns out I should have had a 2000 surge protector and I had some old fashioned thing that didn't even say the jewels on. So anyway, that made me, so then that occasion, a 40-minute drive to the recycling place with my old TV, my little 24-inch TV with all these huge trucks full of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Electronic recycling is free. And in the past, I've many times seen people in town just put TVs, and mainly TVs, but sometimes other electronics, on the curb.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes me think that at some point it would be really nice if the council could figure out a way to recycle electronics in an organized way. I mean, if you're going to end up with more storage area, maybe there could be a collection point.
Well, I do know that frequently people go around and collect those electronics because they know how to repair them or
Meanwhile,
them or take some parts.
They sit on the curb for long periods of time.
Oh, I was just talking about bulk trash day. I've never seen any, like, if it's not.
I'm sorry, I thought you were talking about bulk trash day. I mean, so it just seems as though there are all kinds of solutions, but it might be possible to have a place where people can bring electronics in and maybe.
Well, where did you have to go?
I had to go.
Titten Falls.
In Titten Falls, there's the hazardous waste that I went to when I was undoing the studio. And then on down the road, which is officially in Howell for some reason, is all kinds of junk. Enormous.
Millstone does.
Millstone
does. By the old first aid, by the old first aid squad in the courthouse.
Yeah.
There's a 20 yarder, you just put stuff
maybe
in.
Maybe it should be publicized.
I think they stopped doing that.
It's nice to recycle things, but if you have to drive 80
minutes,
Mazda's
out on Schefter Road. That's far away.
Yeah. Put it on the website and announce it.
Yeah.
But also verify it.
It's across from the pizza place.
The old first aid building.
Pipes down also, I think. You know, but just. Across from Vesuvius.
Is there any
LBVs,
yeah.
What do you do? You turn right at Vesuvius and go down?
You got to use that
cowboy. I am.
That's the lake.
Lou and Joe.
Tell them, how many?
You have to be close to that.
And the tiger will send him on somebody else.
But, and he will very gently but nicely tell people that they can't do that. Very, he gets a lot of confidence because he's very gentle and sweet.
Yes, very polite and kind.
He's pretty big, too.
And he's big. I'm
quite tall. Looks like.
Okay. Good. Anyone else in the public would like to come to the mic? For any reason at all? I'm going to close the public portion at 8:23 p.m. Do we need a closed session?
We do not need a closed session this evening.
Okay, so our next meeting is 2 weeks from tonight, October 16th. Remember, there's no November meeting. The first Monday of November we have off. There's the election for next day. Do I have a motion, sir?
You have.
Yes.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye.